Tom.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
So I said that we have the story about Vice.com reporting on encouraging people to stop pay their taxes, or at least that's the headline of the article, Don't Pay Your Taxes. Of course, this being the day after tax day in the United States, April 15th, a lot of people use this as an opportunity to do some outreach to folks and inform people that various different theories about the income tax. Some say there's no obligation in the law, like you can't find it in the law itself, or the U.S. code, that one must pay income tax. The claim is that it's voluntary. If you just dig deep enough, you'll find out that it's voluntary. Of course,
Brett, from
School Science. Welcome.
I remember I did outreach. I used to try and do outreach with people I knew who were on my email list years ago, and there was one 100 days leading up to April 15th. I sent them a news article. I probably could have grabbed off your website. This was a few years ago. A news article each day for 100 days leading up to April 15th of one disturbing or particularly crappy thing that the government was doing.
Okay. You did this.
I did this.
Days.
I did this. Yep. It changed nothing.
I was going to say, did that just
I called it the 100 days of income tax.
Did a lot of people get upset at getting that much email from you?
I think people, no one, you know, at the beginning there was some heated debates and whatnot, but after a few days people just stopped responding, and I kept sending them. I might have, to be fair, full disclosure, I might have missed a day or two. But it was every email was titled the 100 days of income tax, and every time I found something like that, I would send it along.
Sounds like information overload.
Yeah. Well, it might have been too much because it didn't change anything. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, little bit by little bit,
it's drops of water that erode, you know, a path. That's really what
point.
It comes down
yeah.
to. It took me years and years and years to come to the conclusion that, you know, what the United States federal government is doing is could be done potentially. At least we should have the opportunity to try something new, really.
Yes, and while, you know, maybe there were maybe there was one person out of that 100, or actually I don't know how many emails you were sending to.
Like, it might have been like 12, 15 people on the list.
Okay, so, odds are good none of them probably quit paying taxes because of that, but, you know, if you were to send it to 100 people, maybe one of them would quit. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a 1% kind of thing.
Sounds lower than that to me.
Of course, the truth is a lot of people don't have a choice. You know, it's coming out of their check. They're getting
so
money
they
back.
Feel like
if anything.
They have to fill it out to get some money back.
Yeah.
I know Mark was like that for a while with the whole getting money back thing, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, what is more patriotic? You know, what's better? What's more moral here? To leave the money that I had to pay in to the federal government in their hands, or file and get it back so that I can use it to, you know, the money that I earned?
Mm. How are you changing that now? Because you had said you were going to stop doing the federal income tax thing. All right. Are you going to be just leaving money in their hands, or like how's that?
I'm not leaving money in their hands. I'm not paying any income tax.
Right. Okay. I guess it's more of a personal question as to why they would not have money now this year, but they would have had it in the past.
Oh, well, in that point, you're talking about like last year or something?
Yeah.
Like the earned income tax credit in the head of household, when you file, you don't have an option of taking these bits of welfare, and that's what they are. They're just, you know, a couple few thousand dollars that the federal government throws at you for having a kid or whatever.
I see.
And you know, I don't know the specifics on them. I'm not an accountant, but I know that there are times I'd be getting money back that I didn't pay in. More money than I, you know, paid in, I'd be getting back, and it didn't make any sense at all to me. But at that point, I still would No, I'd ask the question. I paid in all kinds of other federal taxes. Money's fungible.
Sure.
Is there anything wrong with me for taking money?
No, not at all.
From the, you know, filing their form that they're going to throw me in jail if I don't file, taking the, you know, giving whatever the honest truth was, you know, as far as the taxes go, and taking money back. I don't think there is.
No, I don't think there is either. There's a libertarian argument that says that if you can get money from the state, then why not? Because if you can use that money to help end the state, then why not? You know, what's wrong with that, ultimately? And some would say that the argument against that is that, well, you're taking money from the criminal gang, and so therefore you're encouraging them to some extent. But you can always say that, well, they're going to take this money anyway from people. They have this money. They're going to print the money. You know, if they're laying it on the table for you to take some of this money back, then why not?
It's an interesting pragmatic argument, right? But then there's always the question of perception, right?
Yeah.
If people find out that you're taking this money, you know, they can easily, because people are always, I mean, I think the three of us understand that people are always looking to dismiss uncomfortable ideas.
Sure.
Right? And dismiss, more importantly, the people who bring them forward. So, if you can be identified as a hypocrite because you say these
right.
things about the state, but then you take money from the state.
You drive on the roads, don't you?
Well, that's the easiest one.
That's the easiest.
Because they know you do.
Dumbest one, right? Okay, so I pay gas, I buy gasoline, included in the gasoline is a gas tax. The fact that I claim that, you know, competing organizations may create better roads and, you know, not steal land from people and through eminent domains means that I shouldn't put a machine that has rubber tires on concrete that I paid for? That's your claim?
Hmm.
I mean, it's specious and callow.
Well, I, you know, use a pogo stick and just like 1 or 2 feet off of the shoulder to get where I need to go. But not everyone can be so principled. So.
If you used a horse and you walked along the side of the road, you would still be benefiting off of the mowing that goes on the side. I mean, well, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, there's nothing. You're right. That's a good point.
I think it would really only be hypocrisy if you were saying, I would never take welfare. You know, if you were making statements like that you would never be involved in welfare, Social Security, or whatever.
It's a very difficult question, yeah. Because would we do it to save our lives, you know? Are our lives more important than our principles?
You can share your thoughts, if you'd like, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I think it's a very rare person whose principles are more important to them than their life.
In the same way that similar accusations are leveled, like, oh, you libertarians, you don't like the police, but you'll be the first one who calls them whenever you need them. And, well, first of all, that's not necessarily true. But secondly,
my question is
a monopoly on protection services.
And you're forced to pay for them.
And
do you want me handling the situation? Is that what you want? Because I'm pretty sure what you're going to do with me when I handle this situation. I don't employ people to keep folks in cages. I don't have that option. I only have one way to deal with somebody committing aggression against me.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, a lot of people, I think the monopoly on certain services or the distortion of industries through monopolies or through even government-granted monopolies to private companies, a lot of people are put in situations where they have no other options, and I really don't fault them for that, and I really don't
I don't either.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know a lot of people who've had to take one form or another of government assistance.
We want to create alternatives, but, you know, we don't really have the time and the money yet to do that.
I don't know how you can
claim monopoly exists, and competing with it in a lot of cases is easy illegal.
I don't know how you can claim that a person who you know, who drives on the road, like I do, I claim that a person who drives on the road is not being principled. You know, that is completely principled, fine to drive on the roads, but at the same time, a person who takes you know, unemployment insurance is somehow, you know, an unprincipled bum. I don't agree with that at all. I think that, you know, the government has the government has mandated that companies, you know, include unemployment insurance in employees' checks, and you can believe that every penny an employer pays to unemployment is coming out of your check, even if they're matching funds.
So why not milk it?
You know, why not? Well, the reason you shouldn't milk it is because the fact is if you're 100 weeks on unemployment, you're going to forget how to work well. It's going to affect
you. Yeah, but can't you collect the unemployment and also work at the same time?
Well, that's a good thing to do as far as I'm concerned, but are you going to have as good of a job? I mean, above-table jobs tend to pay a whole lot better than below-table jobs.
I wasn't saying above the table, you know, whatever, because if you get a job, then do they cut the unemployment off?
Of course they do.
Right. Yeah.
So the toll-free number is, I don't get a job.
Why?
Work below the table. 855-453 plus the unemployment. And not every below-the-table job is crappy pay. I mean, talk about, you know, stripping or drug dealing. Free Talk Live.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Says don't pay your taxes We'll get into what they have to say here in a few moments. You're welcome to join us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And don't forget to join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, it's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. In fact, Mark and I are doing something a little bit different this week and next week.
Yeah.
As far as recruiting people for the Free State Project. Sure, we talk a lot about the Free State Project. It's the reason why the three of us are here in the same room together tonight, because we all moved here as part of the Free State Project, the idea being to bring 20,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same geographic landmass. And New Hampshire was chosen back in 2003, so it's been over a decade now. And we've got over 1,500 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We also have over 15,500 people who have pledged to make the move. We want to reach 20,000 pledges, so we've still got a little growing to do. We're over 75% of the way there, I think actually 77% at this point. But we still got some growth that we need to accomplish before we reach that 20,000 goal. And so in order to encourage that, Mark, you've come up with a plan.
Yep, the plan is that...
Short-term plan.
Yeah, it's a short-term plan, just really to incentivize sign-ups. This is really sort of... It has to be short-term. It can't be long-term because it would take all the urgency out of it.
Right.
But, and I wouldn't be able to... I need to have a time frame for this. I want to donate some money to St. Jude.
The cancer hospital.
Yep, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Yep.
And I, you know, I've done this before and it worked out very well. I want to do it again. Is you know, for $10 for every person that signs up from now until the last moment of April. And so, if you sign up in the month of April, not only do you get potentially liberty in your lifetime, but you get, you know, $10 goes to kids with cancer.
Hey, now, have you talked to St. Jude and asked if they'll take Bitcoin?
What's that? Bitcoin? No, I haven't talked to them about that.
Okay.
Haven't even considered discussing that with them. So
worth asking.
I could talk to them about
that. If you're going to come to... Look, last time it was how many people that signed up in, what, 1 week?
I think our number was 75 when the number was like 25 at the time per week.
Like 25 per week.
So, you know, we tripled their numbers. I would love to triple their numbers over the next 2 week period. That would be really, really awesome.
We could be talking like $2,000 because I matched your $10.
Right. You matched my $10. Another listener matched my
$10. Oh, really?
Another listener matched up to $100. I told him, yeah, we're over that. Go ahead and send your check in. another listener matched $10 to the Heifer organization, which is an organization that gives animals.
So there's $30 a pop, $30 a signer on the table for the free signers for the Free State Project. $30 per signer will go to St. Jude at this point, is what you're saying.
That's correct.
So however many people sign up between like 2 days ago and the end of the month for the Free State Project, that amount of money times 30 at this point, or that amount times 30 will go to St. Jude.
Right.
Yeah, this could be several thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah, St. Jude's
It would not hurt to ask them, hey, can we do this in Bitcoin?
I'd be happy to talk to them. I hadn't considered talking to them about it. But, you know, I was just going to send them a check. They're always happy to get it. And I spoke to them about it the last time. They didn't seem to have any problem with their industry.
Well, plus, isn't there that Bitcoin, what is it, the Bitcoin 100? Or no, Bitcoin 1000? What's it called? There's like a Bitcoin organization that you can contact if you know of a charity that is willing to take Bitcoin. They'll give them like $1,000 worth of Bitcoin just for saying, yes, we'll take it in Bitcoin.
There's a Bitcoin 100.
I believe it's called Bitcoin 100. I don't know if you're the one who has to like hold the charity's hand and get them to accept Bitcoin, and then you contact Bitcoin 100 and then they'll, you know, pay out, or if it's Bitcoin 100 that kind of holds their hand through it. But it sounds like a really cool idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, regardless of whether they take Bitcoin, we're going to be giving a fairly sizable donation. What is it, 10 signups already in the last 2 days? I think it's something around there.
Something like that.
Yeah, so if you've been waiting to sign up for the Free State Project, now's a great time. FreeStateProject.org.
I'm expecting a little catch-up, too, that meaning that, you know, people are listening to podcasts and that they have to click through to confirm their sign-up. You know, you sign up on the website.
Give you an email to validate.
Yep, at FreeStateProject.org. It's right up there in the upper right-hand corner. You click, you know, join or something like that. And then they send you an email to sign up is what it's called, and they send you an email to verify, And then you have to click that email. And then at that point you're counted. And I don't know how long it takes for the counter to flip over or anything like that. So I'm expecting there to be some level of catch-up. Don't wait until the last day of April, because then you might not be counted for this.
Good point. Let's go to the phones to your thoughts. Coming up more on Vice and what they have to say about not paying income tax. Daniel, first, though, in Oklahoma City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark. Hey, Daniel, you are on the air, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
I just had a question. A couple coworkers and I share ideas about, you know, the free market versus, you know, the world we live in today. And I told a coworker that I'd read off a very specific question that he had. And
it goes
like this. It says, why would a free market entity fund a project that would be beneficial to mankind but would not yield a profit? For example, J.P. Morgan, who funded Nikola Tesla's experiments of creating a more powerful and more efficient electrical infrastructure, eventually ceased funding for Tesla and destroyed all his work. When Morgan learned of Tesla's discovery of potentially harnessing limitless electricity from the ionosphere, which Morgan would not have been able to regulate or make profitable, but could have drastically changed our world for the better. And that's word for word his question.
Yep. And, you know, the question I would, the answer is, I don't know. Why would the free market do that? But the answer is, let's talk about, open source software. Hmm. The fact is that, Microsoft makes a buttload of money off of their word processing. The WordPerfect used to exist before that. There have been all kinds of competitors. Word processing programs didn't have to be Word, but it was just very difficult to compete against them. But LibreOffice is out there. It's open source and it's completely free. Why would anyone spend the kind of time and energy to create LibreOffice, which has a writing program, an Excel
It's killer. I use it.
Yep, and another one, some kind of, couple of things in there. Why would anybody do that? I don't know the answer. I think that humans are just driven to cooperation and competition.
Well, okay, so as somebody who's not a programmer but has talked to programmers in the past on this topic, I'd like to throw one idea out, and maybe a programmer could call and give a better pitch. But essentially, these free software suites are basically showcases for programmers and their abilities. So a programmer, whether it's something big like a LibreOffice or just somebody who's programming a little tool that they feel like the internet needs, you know, maybe it's something that converts WAV to MPEG. I know it's been done in the past, but I'm just giving you an example. Like some little tool that, you know, probably doesn't have a huge demand out there in the marketplace, but the person who's making it feels like, you know what, I want to add this to the world of options. And so that's their tool. That's, you know, got their name on it. Joe Schmo, they are the programmer of this amazing tool. And so the idea being that's in their repertoire now. That is something that they can, if they're going to apply for a job at, you know, AutoCAD or whatever, some big company, Texas Instruments, they can point to, oh, well, I'm the programmer of this tool. And same thing with the LibreOffice. They can say, oh, well, I'm a head programmer of LibreOffice or Bitcoin or whatever. And that means something. And this is popular software.
There's another angle through which we can examine this question, too.
Yeah, I absolutely have some other answers that don't necessarily have to do with software. Like, why do people do things for no profit in the market? Well, we know they do it now. Why do they do it now? It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up what you want here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in studio, it's Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
Brett's here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. Vice.com haven't even scratched the surface of their story about not paying taxes, but your call's already rolling in, so we're going to go to the phones and to your thoughts, although I think we had a few more thoughts to add to Daniel, who I believe was in Oklahoma City with us. Daniel, it was your call where you had asked, a friend had asked you to ask about people doing work for no profit, people creating things, you know, new services, yeah, products,
was,
or whatever.
Yeah, that was part of it. And pretty much I think what he was getting at is he thinks that, you know, in a true free market where there's no sort of coercive government going on, that that business owners might not do the right thing. You know what I mean? And so maybe we need some sort of, you know, governmental regulation so business owners don't, you know, just do the wrong thing. You know?
Well, I'd have to know exactly what kind of wrong thing we're talking about.
Right here, in his example here, he says, eventually, Morgan ceased funding Tesla and destroyed all his work when he learned of
Tesla's discovery of potentially harnessing the limitless electricity from the ionosphere.
Your friend generated this entire example involving J.P. Morgan, correct?
Yes. I mean, I'm not totally with this whole paragraph, but yes, he's a political science major, and this is what's his question to you guys?
Yeah, well, that's useful. That he's a political science major is useful information as far as I'm concerned, because I spent some time in college and I know some of the things that are taught there about the period through which people like J.P. Morgan lived. And I think that people who get a very progressive or left-wing treatment of the last two decades of the 19th century and the first two decades of the 20th century have a real fear of a world in which the government does not wield a tremendous amount of control over business. And that's what I started thinking about when I heard the name J.P. Morgan, who was not a good guy. And there were a lot of guys around then who, you know, they were kind of difficult to figure out. Certainly, it's hard to say that John Rockefeller was born evil, but money and power, they changed people like that. And those people had a lot of access to government. But I just think that
hasn't changed.
No, it's gotten worse.
Well, yes. And another thing is that we're in a different world, right? Like Nikola Tesla might have had to have turned over his information to J.P. Morgan in 1910 or whenever this is.
Mm-hmm.
But today, Nikola Tesla would have another hard drive with all this information backed up, and then he'd have done an upload through WikiLeaks, and all that information would have been out there. So,
cats out of the bag.
To some extent, technology handles this concern, but the fact is I don't trust rich people. I really don't trust rich people. It's my belief that oftentimes rich people think about the world in a different fashion. They have a very entitled mentality.
Mm, yeah.
I'm not worried about rich people. Rich people didn't create open source software, all the open source software out there. Banksy, this artist that rose to prominence by doing art on the side of walls with spray cans, he wasn't a rich man. Now he can command all kinds of money through commissions and things like that. But he rose his way up by simply putting his stuff out there for free. And I think that model is a model that has worked throughout human history and will continue to work throughout human history.
There's also, Mark said something about not trusting rich people, which might sound like
I'm sorry to interrupt, Brett. But he said that he was worried about he said that Morgan was worried because Morgan would not be able to regulate or make a profit in this technology could have drastically changed our world for the better. But since Morgan saw that Tesla could do this stuff, have this free energy, then Morgan wouldn't be able to make a profit on it. And that was a concern. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're saying maybe we're adding more than needs to be there to actually answer this question.
I mean, because I know him, and I know what part he's going to be looking for. I think.
Well, am I misunderstanding? I just want to make sure. It seems to me like the question's shifted a little bit since before the break. So on one hand, the question was sort of about what is the motivation that people in a free market would have to work on something that would not involve a profit? And then on the other hand, also, a concern about the 1% and these, mega corporations controlling
people.
Hey, Ian,
what about
people?
Can I read this question one more time and then
Sure.
drop off the air? Okay, excellent. Now I'll just read it and then drop off, and you just take what I say and go with it a little bit if you don't mind.
Okay.
And the question is, why would a free market entity fund a project that would be beneficial to mankind but would not yield profit? For example, J.P. Morgan, who funded Nikola Tesla's experiments of creating a more powerful and more efficient electrical infrastructure, eventually ceased funding for Tesla and destroyed all of his work when Morgan learned of Tesla's discovery of potentially harnessing limitless electricity from the ionosphere, which Morgan would not have been able to regulate or make profitable, but this could have drastically changed our world for the better. And that's exactly it.
Daniel, thank you for your call tonight. I think what I'd like to say to that is, again, the question of, well, why would somebody do something that would benefit others if there was no profit involved? And there's plenty of people who do that today. I mean, there's countless nonprofit organizations that provide a variety of different services to people with a very, in some cases, small budget, in other cases, large budget. But you get the choice as to whether or not you fund those organizations.
Yeah.
And you can decide based on, how efficient they are, so whether or not you want to give them things. But also, There are profit-based organizations like Walmart who will help out in a disaster. I mean, a kind of a classic example is the trucks full, Walmart trucks full of water and ice that were sent down to Hurricane Katrina, the disaster zone there, which, of course, the government then turned away. But, you know, the idea was Walmart wanted to help people. Now, was it an entirely unselfish thing? Well, they probably liked the idea of getting their name out there as the company that was there for their customers and others to help keep people alive. There's some level of PR in that.
Sure, yeah. But I think, too, like, how many people, how many individuals, whether they have money or not, sit around and dream about the heroism associated with changing the world
sure.
for the better. And one of the things that I was driving at, and maybe, you know, a little bit too much of a roundabout way, was J.P. Morgan was a certain type of guy. He was a bad guy, right? Not everybody with money is. And there is some, like when Mark said not trusting billionaires, there is such a thing as billionaireitis, you know, where people have no worries about money ever again in their lives.
And nice then, problem to have.
But then they start looking for things that they can control. Bill Gates says, oh, what if we could reduce the world's population? Or Michael Bloomberg takes over an entire island and tries to take people's soda away. Hmm. Or the Rockefeller, all these foundations that were set up by people like Rockefeller and Carnegie with plans to basically, you know, scientifically manage the entire population through things like eugenics or the Rockefeller Education Board or all of these other tax-free foundations that sprung up in the first 30 or 40 years of the 20th century. So that's the distrust of extremely rich people is certainly warranted, in my opinion, because sometimes people get so much money that they never have to worry about anything again, and they say, what can I control? And as long as the government is there, they have a tool to use. What tool did what was the Rockefellers' ultimate tool for control?
Regulation.
That was one. Another one was the public school system, which they started meddling with through the Rockefeller Education Board in the last decade, if not of the 19th century, if not the first decade of the 20th century.
Right, so the thing that the critics, whoever the person was that was asking this tough question, don't understand is that the people who have the money, as you're saying, a lot of them are interested in controlling others, and they will use their money to that end by attempting to buy off politicians.
Their money goes to the state.
I want to know, with the incredible amount of technology that we have now and the world full of geniuses that we have, why hasn't someone replicated this ionosphere-generating-powered thing that Tesla did? I mean, really? This thing's genuine? Maybe he threw all that stuff away because it was crap.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And freetalklive.com, of course, great place to go for news. Another great place to go for liberty-oriented news, freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies at freedomsphoenix.com every day. You go there, you get detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Ryan in Hotlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys are talking about the income tax credit, and I had an argument for that, why you should take it. If you are under 50 years old, usually, if you add up your Social Security and Medicare withholdings, it usually equals that income tax credit for most people. And you're never going to see that money anyway. So it's just going back to its rightful owners, in my opinion. And I think the only way you could really be a hypocrite in accepting it is if you shame, people that take money from the government, or you're like, I see a lot of people that get angry
right.
at people taking the money and not angry at the people taking your money.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like if somebody broke into your house and put all your food in your yard and then starving people came and ate it and blaming the people who were starving, versus the people who broke into your house, took your property, and put it elsewhere.
Don't forget those same people that broke into your house, took the property out, and put it in the lawn are the same ones that make it so that starving people have a very difficult time starting up their own businesses, that they run out of their house. They put regulations in place.
They are the worst, yeah.
Yeah, these people are real jerks.
Right, right. No, that's a good point.
Anything else you want to share, Ryan?
Yeah, I just saw some of that. Yesterday was tax day, and I just saw some of that anger coming out. And people like, "Oh, you're getting my free stuff," and well, why are you constant? I'd had Thaddeus Russell on the show, and I thought he made kind of a good point where when he said that you shouldn't try to contradiction there. Like, as far as you should support tax resisters, and you know, you should just let you know people that are on welfare, you shouldn't like shame them, and you know.
Yeah, what he was saying, just to clarify, is that he recognizes it's a contradiction to say we should support people who are on welfare, and we should support people who are tax resistors. And it's true, because it's kind of flipping one of the government's best tricks around, which is divide and conquer. One of the reasons why these people, whether they're Tea Partiers or just mainstream conservatives, they're angry at people who are usually brown and poor. And they do obviously talk about, you know, there being too much government bureaucracy or too much welfare, too many handouts. But it's really because they're, I think for a lot of them, they're motivated by a hatred of these less fortunate people. Mm-hmm. And that's, if you listen to conservative talk radio, that is really encouraged, because they're not talking about all welfare programs that government has running, like sure, the biggest welfare program of all, the military.
Or anything that might
the military's been called Republican welfare.
Yes.
The idea is let these people do something useful by joining the military. My uncle was in the Air Force, said that 4 years in the military almost ruined him for real work.
Well, there's probably plenty of conservatives who would be totally fine if the welfare program benefited their business. For instance,
you know, sure.
Corporate welfare, for instance. Ryan, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got David on the line, and he is on Skype. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're actually, wait, a little too loud. I back off your microphone.
Overmodulating it.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's better. Go ahead.
So... I kind of pretty much agree with the last caller. You know, you don't have to be a martyr for liberty. You know, if you need assistance, if you need, and it's there, take it. The state took it from someone else. I don't see that as a problem. When you've got a system that is so messed up to the point where people can't make a living properly on their own, you know, you've got a system that's not free market. So how can you thumb your nose at someone for using that non-free market system?
Right. You would only be, as our caller said, you'd only be a hypocrite if you are saying things like you wouldn't take welfare, or that you don't like it that people take welfare, and then you yourself go and do it.
What if you don't pay into it?
If you don't pay into it.
You can't help but pay into it. Now, whether you pay into income tax or whatever, but the fact is, if you've got a cell phone, you're paying federal taxes. If you pay, if you drive a car, you're paying federal taxes.
If you
taxes.
Use dollars, you're ultimately paying into the system, because whenever they print
yeah.
money, you're essentially legitimizing the system through the use of those dollars. And
you're not at the point of the big splashdown of the money entering the system. That's where all the corporations and favored interests are. When the Fed creates yeah. the money, those people get it first, and then it ripples out to you as it gets increasingly worthless.
It takes money out of your pocket without you realizing it. It takes value.
Exactly.
Out of your pocket.
I said the same thing to a group of people who were all state supporters, either from the left or from the right, one time. I said, the deal I'll make with the government is I will continue to live in this country and be productive. And I will tolerate them devaluing the money that's in my pocket and putting me in danger with their foreign policy.
Well, right, because they could end the income tax tomorrow and just print out the money.
Sure.
You know, the income tax really doesn't matter in the scheme of things. It's just an obedience mechanism,
yeah.
really, more than anything else. David, other thoughts?
Well, not really. This is my first time calling. I really enjoy the show.
You survived.
Welcome. You sound good, and thanks for the call tonight. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. I appreciate hearing from you.
So I've used this analogy in the past, and I think it bears mentioning again. If there was a guy who in your neighborhood that ran around with a gun and the cops wouldn't mess with him, and he robbed everybody he came in contact with, and then at the end of the day, he goes out and he hands out, you know, makes a whole bunch of money. At the end of the day, he goes out to the center of town and hands out $10 bills to people who come by. By no means the, you know, not even a small percentage of what he made by robbing people. Would it be wrong to go there and get a $10 bill from this guy?
Of course not.
I don't think it would be. The fact is that the person who is receiving the money isn't responsible for the robbery. Are they legitimizing the robbery by taking the $10? I don't think so. The guy robbed for 100 times what he's given away.
And, you know, a lot of people don't even understand that. You know, a lot of people don't even look into it that much when we're talking about welfare. I mean, I've had friends who've gone and done, like, charity work in you know, inner city areas. These people don't even know that there's another way to live. It's generation after generation. Yeah. Mm. This is just their existence. And, you know, obviously it's true in the inner city. Obviously it's true in rural areas. They've just never seen anything else.
It's all they know. Let's go to Dallas in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Dallas.
Hey, guys. Hey. Was wanting to ask Mark about how he was going about non-filing or not compulsively volunteering his money to the feds anymore.
With the system? What system am I using?
Well, I mean, is there a system?
I think there's a system. The Shire Free Church is an organization that has taken control of Free Talk Live. Ian and I are employed by the Shire Free Church as ministers, and we are given a subsistence salary, very little money to buy stuff, and the church pays for the things that we need.
So like a stipend, a living expense or per diem, so to speak.
Yep. So it's under the, for me, it's under the $10,000 per year, which is the amount that you have to make in order to have to file legally,
well,
as I understand
right.
it.
This I can also answer
advice.
The question as well. I haven't paid. Mark's new to this not paying taxes thing. I haven't paid for a decade, and I wasn't involved with the Shire Free Church back then. I just didn't pay. I wasn't working for a corporation or anything like that. There was no boss who would withhold money, so you know I would just get what I got for the work that I did in life, and I just wouldn't send them any information about it or you know whatever. Every now and then, we would be forced by one of our clients to fill out a W-9 or something like that.
1099.
And so, you know, there has been information reported to the IRS about money that has been given to me over the last decade. And, you know, I just felt like, well, if I want to get paid, this has to go to them. But that doesn't mean they got part of the money. It just means they got reported that the money existed and was, you know, was given to me. You know, whether that'll come back and bite me in the future, I don't know. But for me, the method was to just stop paying and stop filling out their forms. That's what I did.
I'm with you, and I've been doing that for a couple of years also, and now getting the letters, you know, hey, where's your...
Stand by, Dallas. If you want to tell us more about it, you can come back here in hour number two. We'll bring you back at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can tell us about those letters. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more.